No living organism can continue for long to exist sanely under conditions of absolute reality. Even larks and katydids are supposed by some to dream. A hill house, not sane, stood by itself against its hills, holding darkness within. It had stood so for 80 years and might stand for 80 more. Within walls continued upright, bricks met neatly, floors were firm, and doors were sensibly shut. Silence lay steadily against the wood and stone of Hill House, and whatever walked there, walked alone. Dr. John Montagu was a doctor of philosophy. He had taken his degree in anthropology, feeling obscurely that in this field he might come closest to his true vocation, the analysis of supernatural manifestations. He was scrupulous about the use of his title, because his investigations being so utterly unscientific, he hoped to borrow an air of respectability, even scholarly authority, from his education. It had cost him a good deal in money and pride, since he was not a begging man, to rent Hill House for 3 months. But he expected absolutely to be compensated for his pains by the sensation following upon the publication of his definitive work on the causes and effects of chic disturbances in a house commonly known as haunted.